Well, we got some economic data out of China overnight, and I guess the takeaway is that China's economy slowed to the weakest pace since quarterly data began in 1992, but there were some signs of stabilization as well. To get the latest, we welcome Tom Orlick. Tom is chief economist for Bloomberg Economics. He joins us on the phone from Washington, D.C. Tom, thanks so much for joining us. Kind of what were your key takeaways from the most recent round of economic data out of China?
I think you put it pretty well, Paul. Yes, this is the weakest number since back in 1992, 6.2% growth. There are some signs of a little bit of additional resilience coming through in the more high-frequency June data. We got a bounce in retail sales. We got a bounce in industrial output. But this is the crucial caveat I want to throw in, a bunch of the factors which were behind that more optimistic June data aren't going to be very long-lasting. Retail sales, for example, a big factor there was one-off discounts to get rid of inventory of old cars sitting on dealers' lots. That drove a huge surge in car sales. That's not something which is going to be repeated. So we think the June numbers might be a bit of a false dawn, and there could be more weakening to come for China.
Tom, how much can we trust these numbers as being accurate?
So that's the perennial question with China's data, Lisa. What we do is we run a bunch of different checks. We look at the GDP numbers against what we call the Likert-Chang Index. That's based on rail freight, electricity, loan numbers. We look at it based on different private and academic gauges of how fast the Chinese economy is going. At different points in the past, there's been really wide deviation, especially back in 2015. The government was saying 6.57% growth. Our private gauges were saying, no, actually, it's closer to 3 or 4%. Right now, our private gauges and the official numbers are actually matching up.
So, Tom, you lived and worked in China, in Beijing, for many, many years. Love to get your sense, based upon your experience, of where you think China is right now as they think about trade negotiations with the U.S. We've got this latest batch of economic data. Give us a sense of where you think they are and what they really want to achieve.
So I was in Beijing for the week ahead of that G20 negotiation between President Xi and President Trump, and the week after. We spoke to a bunch of people there, and I can tell you the mood after that G20 agreement was, I would say, a combination of relief and caution. Relief that Xi and Trump had at least managed a handshake deal. Things didn't get any worse. Caution because, well, we've seen this show before. The top leaders meet, they agree to get along, but once you get into the detailed negotiations of who's going to give up what, talks start breaking down. So I think that's the view in Beijing right now. Relief, things aren't getting worse immediately. Caution, concern that we're not too far from the next blow up.
Do we have a sense, Tom, of how much of the slowdown is due to the trade the tariffs and the trade wars, and how much has to do with just the fact that China has been slowing down as it shifts from an industrial economy to more of a service-oriented economy?
Yeah, so you've got three things going on at the same time, Lisa. You've got the trade war, which is hitting exports directly, but maybe more important, having a big negative impact on sentiment. Then you've got the government's deleveraging agenda, that awareness that they've taken on too much debt, and that needs to be managed down if they're going to steer clear of financial stability risks. And then you've just got the kind of natural inertia, the natural drag that comes when you've got a shrinking working age population and an economy which is trying to shift to a new set of growth drivers. All of these things are happening at the same time, and I think that's what's weighing on growth. And until we see some more stimulus coming in, our concern is that we could see some more weakness in the months ahead.
So, Tom, just real quickly, maybe next 30 seconds, it's just how committed do you think the Chinese government is to this deleveraging issue? As you mentioned, they've taken on a tremendous amount of debt over the last decade or so.
So I think the thing which China has on their side when it comes to deleveraging is time. Yes, they've taken on a lot of debt, but it's all domestic. and that means they can manage it down over a period of years, maybe even a decade. They're not going to be forced into doing it over a period of a few months. And so what we've seen in 2018 and 2019 is, well, you know what, the trade war, supporting growth, that's the bigger priority now. Deleveraging, yes, we need to do it. We're not going to do it right now.
Tom Orlick, thank you so much, as always, for your insights. Tom Orlick is chief economist for Bloomberg Economics, talking about those GDP data out of China overnight.